More than a week has passed since a few hundred berry pickers walked off the job at a major farm near Burlington. It's the third strike at Sukuma Brothers Farm since July. This latest walkout was sparked by Sukuma's recent firing of a labor organizer. But as KULW's Liz Jones reports, the underlying cause of this labor unrest connects to a federal program for foreign guest workers.
When you talk to the workers on strike, it sounds like a tale of two labor camps this season at Sukuma Brothers Farms. In one camp, the domestic workers, including many families who worked at Sukuma more than a decade. In the second camp, more than 100 workers from Mexico, here on a special visa for the harvest. Community organizer Rosalinda Guillon represents the workers on strike. She says Sukuma is paying the guest workers higher wages of $12 an hour. Plus, they get better housing with brand new stoves and mattresses. Guillon says it's a different story for the domestic workers.
And they've never received the kind of improvement in the labor camps that the guest workers are receiving, and they've never, certainly ever been offered $12 an hour.
Guillon says Sukuma's different treatment of the two groups has angered the domestic workers.
And actually hurt them a lot that there's that little regard for their skills and the work that they've done to help this company grow and become as large as, and powerful as they are.
Sukuma spokesman John Sagali says the workers' claims about wages and housing are absolutely false.
We would be in violation of federal law if we did that.
Sagali says the federal program requires them to compensate foreign and domestic workers equally.
And the fact of the matter is, Sukuma Brothers Farms pays all seasonal berry workers, both foreign and domestic, a guaranteed $12 per hour, plus an incentivized piece rate and housing.
Sagali says the strikes have slowed down the harvest, and the company is willing to talk with the labor group. Guillon says the workers want a contract that guarantees some job security for future harvests, a plan for pay increases, and the reinstatement of the labor organizer who was fired. The workers have also launched consumer boycotts in Seattle and other cities. The blackberry and blueberry harvest at Sukuma Farms is expected to continue through October. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.